Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Oh, yeah. That's right. We're here. You know, we got all the celebrity and entertainment news you need. Before we get started on anything, really, we got to jump over to the East Coast, or pretty close to the East Coast, and say what's up to our family in Atlanta. Hey, everybody.
Hey. What's up?
Everybody good there?
Absolutely. Money's flowing in the streets.
All right. Well, you're going to notice that Frank is out today, but that's okay because we have super sexy, actually America's sexiest bailiff.
Wow.
You know him from Divorce Court. Our friend Nick Barada in the house.
Hey. I love coming here, guys.
You're too good to me. All right. So some fans are upset with Rihanna. We're going to talk about that. And also think about this because we're asking you, what would you do if you saw an armored truck driving down the road and a ton of money was flying out of it? What would you do? We'll talk about that later, but first, we got to check in with Gary. Gary, what you got?
All right, guys, y'all know what time it is. It's time for
What the Fashion?
Okay, now, baby, everyone, honey, Hakuna Matata. Yes, bitches, that's Hakuna Matata, also known as Hakuna Matata. Now, last night was the world premiere, y'all, for The Lion King, and it was fabulous. Now, stars walk the red carpet wearing bedazzled dresses with feathers and all types of stuff.
Yes.
So I thought that we would take a look at the jungle-inspired fashions.
Mm. Okay. All right.
Let's.
Okay, first up, honey, the queen came through, honey, with her princes last night. Beyonce Knowles and Blue Ivy. They slayed, honey. So let's take a look.
Oh, okay.
Do you expect anything less?
What the hell?
Big no for me. Big no.
That is horrible.
Okay, but the outfit is a no for me.
And they just show her body.
Yeah, the outfits look like they're too big for both of them.
Okay, that's the look, Gary. So the look is oversized suit
not
jacket
for a child.
Look. No. I think Beyonce looks very nice, but I like to see a dress on her. But on Blue Ivy, she slayed that. Like that little jacket, that little vest, that little suit coat is so nice with the little skirt. I thought it was cute.
I'm surprised Beyonce didn't pick her up and say, "All the light touches is yours." Yes, Blue Ivy.
And last but not least, YouTube comedian Kalen Allen pulled up to the premiere looking like he robbed a peacock for its feathers. Take a look at this.
And Nick, I'm just going to ask it for fun, but I think I know the answer just by knowing you and looking at you. Is there any scenario where you would wear that outfit?
No, that's bad. That's bad. I don't think I could pull that off even if I try. Really?
Maybe seriously. Halloween?
Are you a guy that goes, I don't even think on Halloween.
No.
That's just not.
Are you sure, Nick? Look how it shows off the face.
The whole mane.
Yes,
the line,
yes.
You know, that could work for me, the idea behind that. But yeah, I don't know if I can go outside.
Yeah, not every guy can pull that off.
Yeah, that's tough.
Because
that
boy got some swag, honey.
Yes.
He believes in that outfit.
Yes. Like, he's glad it, honey.
Okay, you guys, Rihanna may not have dropped the album in a while, but she's letting the Navy know that she hasn't gone anywhere. The singer turned beauty mogul is gracing the cover of Harper's Bazaar China's August issue and facing a lot of backlash. Some fans are accusing Riri of cultural appropriation for her Chinese-inspired fashion. One Twitter user tweeted, "Wait a minute, when Kendall Jenner was on the cover of a magazine with an afro, people were screaming cultural appropriation, but when Rihanna dresses up like this, nobody says anything. It's art. It's glam. double standards. Woo. And honestly, when if you're in China, the first thing they do is give you a kimono. Like,
exactly.
They think it's out of
a hotel.
Right. Yes, exactly. They show it as a sign of respect that you are wearing their garments and you appreciate their garments.
And Rihanna looks beautiful. She's wearing the hell out of these garments. And I remember Tyra Banks did something like this when she took her girls from the model show to China, and they all had on stuff like this. Like, I don't see what the problem is.
And let me also add that she did not change the color of her skin. When these white girls put on the afro, they then make their skin darker, which is basically them trying to, like, be actually black in the photo shoot.
When you darken in your skin, that's another
thing. That's another thing.
It's not like she whitened her face and did that little red
like a geisha girl,
WWE.
If somebody in the African-American community straightens their hair, is that cultural appropriation?
Yes, Portia.
Yes, it is.
Culturally. All right, Brad, well, your little brother Bow Wow and his wild relationships have been a hot topic lately, and maybe Nick, you can help us out with this in a little bit. Now,
let's
a preview from your show, which you eat pieces, has been released where Bow Wow tells you and Deb Annie about his arrangement proposal to Angela Simmons, and it's pretty interesting. Take a look.
I'm looking for a good time. I want to have fun. I realize who I am. I'm a playboy.
I'm gonna do what he
want to
do.
I'm not gonna be in a relationship
until you've had enough. It's like a crack addict.
You know, Angela Simmons, you know, she flew in town because, you know, she's seen all the hoopla and all the mess. So she wanted to, you know, that's when you know who your real friends are. And she wanted to fly down to Atlanta and check on me. And, you know, I told her over dinner, I said, listen, you know, you still single. You know, I'm single. I can't get it right, but in 6 years, if we can't get this right, we just gonna, you know, sign this contract and just have a baby.
Well, that's pretty interesting. I mean, do you think an arrangement like this is okay? Like, if you're not with somebody in a few
years... This is what you do when you're 16.
But listen, I don't hate this. I really don't.
Me either.
Angela seems like a really good friend. She flew into town to check on him, right? If they have a lot in common and they're really close and they that chemistry's there, hey, it could work. I mean, listen, they're struggling. I know Bow Wow's been through a lot. He needs to settle down sometime soon, if you ask me.
Absolutely,
absolutely.
Hey, well, he better go find somebody
else,
honey.
How'd they get six?
Honey.
6 years. Where'd that come from? 6 years?
He should have said a year, not 6 years.
She been
smacking backwards,
five more people by then.
All right, well, Kanye West just revealed to Forbes magazine his nightly routine between him and his wife, Kim Kardashian, it doesn't entail sex.
No sex of any kind.
He said it consists of him and his wife, quote, trading off business ideas and watching true crime shows before bed. Now, never in my life did I say, you know, Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, we have something in common, but this is what I do.
Right.
I love getting in bed, brush the teeth, wash the face, get in bed, and there's a Dateline on where it's in a sleepy bedroom town. I'm like,
This means that Kim is totally ignoring him while he's talking to her about business. She's like, figure what's out happening on TV. Yeah.
That's probably how the kimono came about.
You know they're not having sex because she bought that last baby, so that means right there.
Now, stop that. They definitely have sex in the morning.
See, I think it's an afternoon delight.
There's a lot of time during the day.
That's true.
You know, as long as you block off that SVU or that CSI segment, you got plenty of time around that.
Plus, you'll finish just in time for the dunk dunk.
Exactly.
Right. Y'all have a bedtime ritual? Do y'all do anything before y'all go to bed?
I feel like this is proper for a power couple. Y'all need to be taking notes.
Yeah. Here's the thing about sex before bed. I mean, especially heterosexual sex. I mean, I'm with a woman, so it's maybe different. But heterosexual sex, I feel like, okay, I've just gotten clean. I've taken a shower. I'm clean. And now we have sex. And now I'm like, well, now I got to get up
out of bed
and go get clean again.
Heidi, am I wrong?
I mean, you're wrong.
Heterosexual sex is dirty, girl. We just lay there. What are you talking about? You have sex and go on to sleep.
Man, we don't just lay there.
Back up and go take a shower after you have sex with your husband?
Yeah, then you spike the wet rag on him.
You let that thing marinate.
Y'all too.
All right, y'all. Up next is Chrissy Teigen serving wine to her 3-year-old daughter. Ooh. All right, y'all. Don't call Protective Services just yet. We'll explain it a little later.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation. So singer Janelle Monae is being very open about the fact that some of her family members can't accept the fact that she came out as pansexual a year ago. So Janelle told All in the recent interview with In Style magazine, she said, "The majority of my family grew up Baptist, and the sermons would all be around if you are homosexual or you're gay and you don't repent and live a heteronormative life and get married, well, hell is your final destination."
Oh, my God.
I think her family doesn't understand what pansexual is.
That's probably what it is.
What everybody wants to be identified as is a very new thing.
Yeah, and they keep adding letters to LGBT, HIJK, LMNOP.
Okay.
Now, for those who don't know what pansexual, what does it mean?
So, basically, pansexual is when you are attracted to someone's outer self or inner self, like their personality, etc. You don't pay attention to how they identify sexually. So, man, female, or you know, someone who's transsexual, etc. Whatever, she is attracted to the person.
Well, I'm potsexual, so.
What's potsexual?
I gotta find out what it is, and I'll tell y'all later.
That sounds like you smoke marijuana, Gary. Well, y'all, we all know that Chrissy Teigen does not hold back on social media, okay? And it seems like the apple does not fall far from the tree when it comes to her 3-year-old daughter, Luna. Take a look.
Would you like salad with your salmon?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like something to drink?
Yep.
Okie
doke. I would like some.
Maya!
Some.
What, orange. You're selling something?
And some water and some wine.
An orange juice? One water and one wine, okay. And I'm cooking your salmon.
Okay.
Okay, it's done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. That'll be $20.
What the?
She basically gave birth to herself.
Yeah.
Okay. Little Chrissy Teigen right there.
Okay, she went for the wine first, not the water.
And took it to the head, too.
Okay. Then she said, what the?
Uh-huh.
Child could not say that when I was younger. I would get slapped off of my chair, a whooping, go get the switch and everything. What you mean, what the?
And it's really funny because, you know, normally kids, they repeat what they hear you say.
Yeah.
Okay. Curse words, et cetera. But she been watching Mama down there wine.
Hello.
And she watching her do that, too.
So that goes to show your portion, honey. You better watch it.
I know.
Miss Pilar, baby.
Miss Pilar gonna be like, Mom, let me get some of that hen, dog.
Jesus. Well, it'll make her sleep longer.
Okay.
All right, y'all, it's time for
Dish Gone Viral.
Now, this video has already gotten over 430,000 views and climbing, right? So a kid from Washington Heights in New York who goes by the name of Ethan Guzman, he's an aspiring professional basketball player. And when he approached his apartment building, he saw another boy playing basketball, and he did this.
Man came from DR yesterday.
Mommy.
He play out here barefooted. But my man Ethan came through with the love, bro. My man Ethan, yo, Ethan, yo, that's what's up, you heard? I gotta give it to you, bro. That's pure love right there, you heard?
Aww. Hey, can we clap it up for that double-sided coin of happiness?
Yeah.
No, I wonder if they were the same size, though. They wore the same size.
I was thinking about that, but it don't really matter.
I don't think it would matter.
Because that kid was significantly taller than him. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, it's better than playing barefoot, but your feet going to be all mashed in.
Oh,
like,
well, hell, women do it every day.
Hello?
Because I sure got on a size 7 and wear an 8.5.
Beauty is pain, baby.
Okay.
That's right.
Because they was free.
Okay. Well, honey, up next, baby, DMX is tied up in a case of mistaken identity. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Well, y'all, it looks like DMX is a wanted man again.
I'm just kidding.
But there is a sketch that went viral of a wanted man in South Carolina that looks just like DMX. I mean, the spitting image of this man. Take a look.
Let me see.
Ooh!
Wow.
So the dog, a.k.a. DMX, got whim of this twin sketch that he has, and he had one simple explanation to why the sketch looks exactly like him. He believes that the sketch artist must have got a hold of an old photo of him and traced it. And for the record, kids, DMX is not a suspect, okay? Oh, I know he stay in trouble.
Time. Oh, this is definitely an old photo of him. I've actually seen this picture before.
But the thing is, who sketched it? Did an African-American or a white person sketch that?
Probably white. You know, we all look alike.
Have y'all ever been mistaken for somebody else that was, like, wanted for a crime?
Not wanted for a crime, but every girl with a skinny face and big eyes say we look alike.
Yeah.
There was, like, this terrorist dude who, like, looks a lot like me.
What?
And I had to convince people that it wasn't me.
For real? The police?
Really?
Like, ISIS or whatever version of ISIS they was. It's like, you darkened your skin.
No, not me.
Well, moving on, if you needed some cash hassle-free, you might have had a chance yesterday if you was riding around in Atlanta. Now, according to reports, an armored car was traveling on I-285 West Tuesday evening when the side door came wide open and people were seeing more money out there on the highway. And because, you know, the struggle is real out here in the field, we stopped like true ATLians and people were pocketing cash and just stuffing their wallets and bouncing. But thank God there was no injuries. Take a look.
No portion, but to be honest, I would give it back. Because you have to get that money back.
Give it back.
That is not your money. And they got your license plate.
You know you a lie.
They ain't going to get every car, okay?
You take your plate out first, then you start picking up the money.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
And Portia girl, I know you going to love these. Oh. It's the vegan leather double pouch crossbody bag.
Yes.
That's right. It's available in four different colors: black smooth, navy saffiano, dove gray pebble, and blush pebble. And wait, there's more. It also has RFID protection to help stop identity theft, making the crossbody stylish and practical.
Girl, I'm already loving this. Tell me more.
Well, the two roomy pouches provide plenty of credit card slots and space for your keys, lipstick, phone, and more. And the black, navy, and blush bags are highlighted with gold hardware for a luxury feel.
Ooh, now, Brett, how much are these lovely bags?
Well, Gary, usually the Adrian Vittadini phone charging double crossbody has been seen as high as $72. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $29, y'all.
Wow.
Yes, $29. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all, don't go anywhere. There is more Dish Nation after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, we all know Barbra Streisand is the ultimate diva. Everybody knows that about her. Now, I don't know if you remember this, and even I, as a dog lover, I have five dogs, so I am a crazy dog lover, but I don't know that I'm this crazy. A while back, she had two clones made of her dog that passed away, and she just flew her three poodles. Now, that includes two of the cloned dogs. 10,000 miles round trip to watch her perform at London's Hyde Park. This was last Sunday night. The dogs had free roam of her dressing room and even had a staff member push them around in a little buggy.
Wow. Oh, wow.
I couldn't clone my babies, first class
like,
treatment.
You can't clone your babies. It's not the same
dog. That's right.
Heidi and Brad, baby, no, regardless of what y'all say, bitch, it's Streisand. She let y'all have it, baby. She let go, this is what I could do with my dog.
Clone them
and fly me. Have y'all flown y'all dogs yet?
Absolutely. I fly my dogs everywhere when I want them to go with me. They have luggage, darling. They have clothing.
What?
Yes, don't do that.
It didn't make press, but
I wouldn't clone them. It'll make press because I don't go around telling people that I take my dogs with me. When they see me, they see them dogs.
Dude, I think somebody took her money. She's 77 years old. They probably went and got the same breed and was like, Barbra, this is a clone.
Right.
Yeah. It's the same day. It's just another breed. Yeah.
Okay.
It's another pick of the litter, honey.
Hand me that die.
All her damn money.
Oh, my God.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.